And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We're in here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the landings. And, man, what a fun show we have. 2 hours of fun and good fishing. And Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle can't wait for this next 2 hours. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup and the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. And Mr. Doug Kern, nice to be in here with you and in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the landings, which so many slips are empty. It's beautiful to see.
I'm telling you that, you know, the 97.3 studios are gorgeous, beautiful view, but this is home. We're looking over the boats. I can hear
the rumble.
Diesel's running. There's dock carts bouncing up the dock. You know, boats getting in, boats going out, and that's an absolutely gorgeous day down here. And it just, what, talk about a perfect setting to talk about everything that's been going on this year. And we finally got underway last Monday, so we're in our first week of getting back after the shutdown. And, you know, we've got a lot of season left ahead of us. I mean, it's June, and if you take the last 5 years, we've got all of June, July, August, September, October, November, and even into December. I think everybody might remember last year we had tuna in December. We had that deep drop swordfish bite. There's just so many great things to look forward to. And, you know, it seemed like torture when we were shut down that, you know, we were missing out. But when you think about it, we have so much fishing ahead of us that I couldn't be more excited.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, you mentioned the deep drop swordfish, and that's out of my mind, thinking of all the calico fishing going on and the yellows at the islands and the bluefin. I mean, the historical bluefin fishing we're having.
Yeah, you know, the bluefin just seemed to be getting more abundant each year. The scientists said this was going to be kind of a long-term thing when they got here. There was some kind of an actual shift in oceanic conditions, and the bluefin And they're here, living here year-round. We don't necessarily catch them year-round, but we had fish in just about every month over the last 5 years. I'm trying to think if we had anything in January, but I know we've had February all the way through December. So if there was a bluefin caught in January, which I'm sure somebody caught one.
It'd be every month.
It'd be every month.
Yeah.
And it makes me think back to some of those albacore years in 2000, Fisherman's Landing Tackle put on the first albacore of the millennium.
I remember those, yes.
And so we caught albacore literally into December and then through into January. And it was a rough, blustery day, and those guys all went out and caught albacore on January 1st.
You mentioned the A word.
I know.
Right out of the gate you mentioned it. Oh, my gosh. What are your feelings on that? I mean, everybody always wants to know. I mean, here we have, let me say this. Historical bluefin fishing going
yes.
on. Like,
right.
Up to 300-plus pound fish.
Absolutely. I mean, there are,
right here.
There are definitely have been 400-pounders in our water. There's no doubt. It's just, you know, the last time we saw bluefin fishing like this was at the turn of the last century.
The Zane Grey.
The whole Zane Grey, Catalina, that's where the Tuna Club, you know, was basically spawned is due to that bluefin bite. And you see the old pictures with the gentlemen with their suits on, with the bluefin, and the old, like, giant reels, the old-fashioned reels, you know, and these rods that don't even bend, you know, the split bamboo and all that kind of stuff. And now here we are 120 years later, and it's the same bite, you know.
With the flyers.
I know.
I mean, the same exact.
Well,
they were using flyers back in that day.
And how crazy is that? They were using kites and flying fish back then to catch bluefin. And we've probably refined it somewhat, and the gear is so much better. You can get a 200-pounder in 20 minutes now. It used to take, you know, hours back then.
You know what I couldn't imagine is trying to do that without Power Pro, number one, and without a Talica 2-speed.
I wouldn't do it without a Talica. I'm sorry.
Like, how did they do it without the product that Shimano offers today? How did they do it 100 years ago?
I know. I mean, it's, you know, the technology they had was the best it could be, and they were handmade reels by, you know, watchmakers and you know, people that had mad skills and a desire to want to do this, and, you know, gearing, you know, just the whole thing to get this rudimentary tackle to catch these giant fish, and then the boats they had were nothing like what we have now. You didn't have GPSs, and you didn't have Yamaha outboards and Parker boats and, you know, fly down 60 miles. I mean, they were buzzing around out there at slow speeds, and they'd sit in the fighting chair and fight these giant fish and then wrestle them aboard the vessels. And, you know, it just started an entire Southern California sport fishing, you know, arena that we know today and kind of take for granted a little bit. I mean, you look out here, there's 60 boats below us taking people fishing. Well, it all started, you know, back then.
Back in that era.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to think of, at times, how close those huge bluefin are to the coast.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've gone out to the 9 Mile Bank and seen foamer after foamer and, you know, all the way up into, you know, inside the lee of Clemente, down into Mexico. I mean, and they roam around. Like, those things are, I mean, they've been kind of staying put a little bit here the last, you know, couple few weeks. But, I mean, those things can be here today, gone tomorrow, but they're somewhere.
But they're really just roaming in the bight of
California. They are in
California.
That's exactly right.
And they might go up to, you know, the Channel Islands.
Well, they get up
swing
to the
back
Channel
around
Islands.
And, you know, what was really cool last week was listening to Tom Green.
Yep.
The guy that's up in the plane, spotting it all and seeing and the miles of 150-pound fish that he's seen. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he gets to see, and his perception can be different than ours because he gets to see the big picture more than we do. I mean, we hear about, okay, they're on the Hidden Bank or the 302 or, you know, behind Clemente, you know, whatever it is. But he can see, and he'll see dry water, and then he'll see lifey water. But then he'll go up the next time, and maybe it's in a whole different area.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be able to see that from a plane and his knowledge. And
those things, a little bit to me, are the white sea bass of offshore. They're so,
they
just
can be
so,
so
mysterious,
yeah.
You know. I mean, it's just one of those fish. And you can come upon a giant school, and they just won't bite. For whatever reason, you cannot make one bite. And other times you get one little scratch on your meter and it's wide open and you just don't know, you know, why are they biting now? They didn't bite the last 5 days.
And they're not known for eating the troll and that kind of thing.
No, although we had some troll fish this year, some over 100 pounds too, early in the season, Rapalas, cedar plugs, and, you know, the high speed trolling plugs, you know, the Ozuris and so forth. It's been kind of weird that way too. And, you know, now this, the private boaters kind of kept on it for the sport boats so that they knew and the people knew those fish are here. And, you know, once they opened the floodgates, they didn't have to go searching too much. They knew where the fish were.
And Tom Green was up in the air
the
day before.
Yep.
And I mean, the days leading up to it and when the opening and actually happened for the boats.
Right. Another thing that I love is, Paul and Renee on the Shogun, those guys are skiff fishermen too. When they have a day off, they go skiff fishing for bluefin. I mean, and so those guys were mega on it, and you can see it in their counts right now. Those guys are slaying them.
Isn't that crazy? That's kind of nice to see.
Yeah, he knew, you know, he just said on the first trip, yeah, we know where to go. I mean, we've been fishing them for the last month or two.
And the Shogun's got some shorter trips mixed in.
Well, yeah, they've been doing day and a half trips, and a lot of the long range boats gave the passengers an, you know, really unique opportunity that you almost never get to go on a day and a half trip on the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star, you know, the Shogun, the Searcher, you know, all these boats, and to have your stateroom and your, you know, your meals like you would on a long range trip, and to see what it's like to go on a long range boat. I think that was a treat for a lot of people. And you know, then just the crew that is used to catching big fish from the long range side of things.
To have that 8, 10, or 18 day trip, but
yes.
To have that boat and have it run day and a half trips,
yeah.
And have the chef offer the same food,
yep.
To have the service that they would offer on those trips on a day and a half trip is pretty insane.
It is. Yeah. It's like a mini 10 day trip. You know, it's like a day at Guadalupe. It's like a day at Alejos Rocks. You're catching 50 to 150 pound tuna, and you know, kind of the same thing. You're fishing your Talica with, you know, 80 pound Spectra and 40 or 50 pound top shot and small hooks, and you got to be really fish and pick the right bait. And you know, if your bait doesn't swim, bring it in and pick another one. And you know, just you're really fishing for these fish. It's not like a wide open bite, but it's a good plunker bite.
Exactly. A lot of fun for sure.
Yep. So and then, you know, you take the other stuff that's going on here, the local stuff. We've got, starting with the half-day trips, the calico fishing, just perfect timing. The current's been downhill. Some days they're catching more legals than shorts, which is backwards from what it normally is. But even on a good day of fishing, I saw one count, 80 legals and 100 released, which means they were below the 14-inch minimum size limit.
That's a lot of fun.
And you got to imagine these half-day boats are taking, you know, one-third their full capacity because of the virus.
Let's touch on that a little bit,
yeah.
Doug, because to jump on the Dolphin.
Yes.
Or the new Seaforth.
Yep.
And their maximum load prior to a few months ago, their max load would have been 75 fishermen.
They can take, you know, 70. I think they can take 90.
Okay. Yeah, technically.
But yeah, 75 is what we...
75 was the landing limit,
right?
What
we limit it to.
Okay.
And
so at that point, the ticket price was $50, $55.
Yeah, I think
it was
$52
or
something like that. So
today,
yeah.
It is so much in the favor of the fishermen, like huge.
Yes.
Whereas a half-day angler, you could jump on the boat for a $60 ticket.
Yes.
As an adult.
Yep.
You're paying $8 more.
Right.
To have half the amount of people on there.
Yeah, less than
half. It's ridiculous.
Yep,
it is.
It
really is.
And, you know, these boats can't survive long-term on those kinds of numbers. And even on a boat like the Dolphin, a 90-foot boat, you take 50, 60 people out there, it's not, like, overly mega-crowded, you know, because a lot of guys are up the side doing rockfish. The guys throwing the iron are up on the bow. You know, you've got the warriors on the back, you know, duking it out for the corner. And
exactly. And I just wanted to touch on that because
nothing
in my world will overshadow calico fishing that we were just talking about.
Exactly.
But it's just to let the anglers know, the listeners, that it's a really good deal at this point, whether it's a half-day boat, a full-day trip, a day-and-a-half trip. The prices might be a little bit more,
Yep.
But the passenger loads are kept down, and it's a huge value at this point.
It is, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe it spawns an ultra-limited fishery in the future, because I think people realize that, you know, if you go on a boat with 50 people, tuna fishing, yellowtail fishing, whatever it might be, would you be willing to pay that extra amount to go with 35 in the future? And I wouldn't be surprised if some boats find a niche in that ultra-limited load.
Interesting.
Our charter boats do that sometimes when there's, all the boats are full and they have a day where they're not chartered. You know, they'll run 18 guys at, call it $500-and-something, for a day-and-a-half trip. And a lot of people are like, I'm willing to pay that to have the extra rail space. And if the fishing's a little spotty, it gives you a better chance to connect and get, catch yourself a nice bluefin or whatever you're fishing
Absolutely,
for.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, to keep that, quote-unquote, social distance,
yep.
and still get your angling in, it's a good time for
right.
sure. But that, with the boats starting to run and the calicos biting and all that happening, it is so nice to see, because 2 weeks ago we were talking about red tide and junky water, and it was like...
Yeah, that was the COVID of the ocean. I've never seen a red tide that bad.
That bad. I mean, it was literally from below the border all the way to Santa Barbara.
Maybe that was just God's way of saying, you're not missing anything. Don't worry about it.
Exactly, because it was pretty ugly. But as it cleared up, I mean, it is beautiful up and down the coast
yep.
now. The water is
yep.
as clean and primed as it gets. And
it is.
And then the floodgate opened. And,
yep.
and like you're talking about, some excellent calico fishing.
And I've talked to a lot of guys. I mean, whatever your method is that you prefer, they're getting some anchovies and small sardines for the half-day boats. And so you can fish your bait. And certainly that anchovy makes the prime chum for those things. And then, you go right into the plastics, which is right in your wheelhouse. I can't tell you how many 5-inch baits we've sold,
that's crazy.
The MCs for the calicos, and then they're biting the iron. So the guys that, that's what I love more than anything is fishing calicos on the iron.
It sounds like
you can go up the side and just throw your jig, between the kelp stringers and catch some nice calicos. And, they're from, 11 inches to 3 pounds is the average. And then there's an occasional chunker, and the private boaters that are getting between the stringers are definitely getting some bigger
ones. Getting some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's so nice. I'll hit on this, because it's nice to see that size limit's, 14 inches now, but there are so many in that 13 to 15-inch
yes.
size range right now.
Yeah.
You could go out and have a 50-fish day on your private boat.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
And
I think that size limit did help the resource a little bit become an average size, slightly larger than what we used to
yeah.
get. And to be able to take 5 calicos, that's going to be a couple of meals, or one meal for a family. And then
it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
The
5 fish filleted out
yes.
are more of a value and weight than,
oh my gosh.
than 10.
And those things
sure.
are so sweet.
Yeah, definitely. I know. It's a lot of fun. And so the tackle world, anything new happening at the shop?
And
you're open
gosh.
Fully now.
Well,
right.
I just want to touch on the whole COVID thing and how it affected so much. And in our little world in the tackle store, March 18th, we shut down, and we were unsure about what was going to happen. And, you just run every scenario through your mind, and positive and negative and all that. But, early April, we got back to doing curbside service, and so we had the gloves and the masks and put it out on social media. You call in your order, you show up in the parking lot, and we would walk it out there and grab the person's credit card. Then after it was done, we'd use a sanitary hand wipe to wipe the guy's credit card off and the pen. And
I remember Brandon and Rick telling me what a crazy race it was back and forth
yes.
and sales and getting it done. But when the door finally opened,
yeah, well, so then
it was a relief.
Then they finally said, okay, you can open retail businesses with modifications. So we did all the modifications, and we're still practicing that. But you still couldn't go fishing on a party boat, but some private boaters were getting out. So we started selling some tackle inside the store, and it just felt like real life again in a way. And last Monday, when they finally opened up the floodgates for the sport boats, oh my God. So now we're playing the piano with both hands. We got the private boaters, we got the party boaters, and it gave the fishermen kind of the green light that, okay, it's safe to go. the fish are biting, and so it's, I'm not sure we've ever had a week as busy as the one we just went through in our, I mean, this is my 39th year, and we've had some pretty crazy weeks, but...
Nearly 40 decades in the tackle industry.
Yeah, well, not 40 decades.
I mean, 4 decades. You know, 40 years.
I just
right,
didn't.
Exactly. No, I'd be dating myself. Too,
I know, so. Exactly.
Oh, but to see what's happening today,
yes.
Or this last week, has been pretty darn good.
And, you know, the way that the landings and the boats have adapted, there's an entire protocol in place. People are lining up outside to buy their tickets, staying 6 feet apart. People are being respectful of the masks, you know, down to sanitizing the pens, like I said, and then the loading people on the boats. And, you know, if somebody wants to go in the galley and get something, mask on, and then they're encouraged to eat their meal outside. But, you know, if they're eating it inside, they've got to spread out. And these boats are so big that, you know, you spread out along the rail anyway.
Absolutely.
And being outside, that's a low-risk environment, they've now determined. So it's just, you know, it's been a weird period of time.
It has.
And we're, you know, like in the beginning we all said we're in this together.
Absolutely.
But we really are.
Right. And the fish are biting and
yes.
Boats are running. And we've got excitement in front of us for
yes.
sure.
And kind of a good thing, bad thing, I guess, you asked about the tackle is, you know, we got through the first Fred Hall show in Long Beach, and that was literally the last event they had at the Long Beach Convention Center. And then we missed Del Mar, and then we also missed Day at the Docks. Well, all that inventory that we bought for those two shows, and it was significant, we are so well stocked right now, you know, that we don't have to play catch up on trying to get stuff, because all these manufacturers are... they're still trying to ramp up to supply us.
To get manufacturing and production.
Yeah. So in a way, you know, it's good that it got this busy and we had the gear to supply everybody.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a fun 2 hours ahead of us with Mr. Doug Kern. If you're wondering where Pete and Rick are,
oh, yeah.
They're actually on a flight as we speak.
Yes.
On their way to Alaska to Kingfisher. I'm sure they're going to have a fun time. I know the salmon fishing's been off the hook, and the big halibut and all that stuff, and that, man, that shallow water rockfish. And I can't wait to hear those stories.
Oh, my gosh. It's a well-deserved trip. I mean, everybody needs to go do something normal, and this is an annual trip for them, and I'm sure they're listening on the plane right now.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So if you want to join us, give us a shout at 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're in the world headquarters overlooking the landing. Mr. Doug Kern, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. and RancholeAnnero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're in the world headquarters. Like I said, Pete and Rick on their way to Kingfisher Lodge. And you want to give us a shout? Take it easy on Dave Marcus in the studio there. He's actually screening the calls and running the show and doing the whole thing.
So I'll give him a hard time.
I know. Take it easy on him. But give us a shout at 833-288-0973. We're giving away how about this, man? I want to win this. A Fisherman's Landing gift card for $50.
Yeah,
man.
Buddy.
I could think of a few things I'd buy in there, like, right now.
I know,
sure.
Me too.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks for that. And, man, it's just we're talking about the red tide disappearing, the calico fishing happening, and just things happening. I mean, it's...
You know, there's another thing that's been going on inshore. I mean, everything's bluefin.
Yeah.
You know, we've had great yellowtail fishing and the calico fishing, but... the halibut fishing was off the chain this month, and also mixed in with that, there's been some sleeper white sea bass catches made, and some nice, you know, tankers.
Like in the kelp, on the kelp line?
Squid? I think it's slow-trolled mackerel.
Okay.
And incidental while calico fishing, and I actually did talk to somebody that... They caught a huge one, I want to say around 60 pounds, calico fishing few days ago. But that, you know, it's June, and that's halibut, and that's white sea bass. You know, it's harder to target them when you don't have the squid nests, and, the guys go out in the middle of the night and anchor up on the squid nest and do that whole thing. But
They're not as, like, a pinpointed target.
They're not as easy to catch, but... There's the guys that know what they're doing, and the guys that are just getting incidental luck are catching some really nice sea bass right now. And those things, to me, that's like a beautiful inshore fish that tastes probably better than any fish in the ocean.
Right.
And that, a 50-pounder is a trophy. And, I know they're doing the Catalina thing, too, so that is kind of coinciding. They're getting the little bit smaller ones over at Catalina, but... there's other stuff going on than just the, 5 million pound bluefin,
Yeah, right. And the yellowfish in a Catalina and a Clemente, the yellows.
Yeah, yellows. And we had a stellar barracuda bite going on. There's still some good barracuda fishing to be had, but not like it was. They moved in for a couple of weeks, and they were jumping out of the water and, thousands of birds. And, there were... I was out there with my grandson, and there was a couple of jet skis on it, and, every imaginable boat from, 15 feet up to, yachts, fishing these barracuda, just because it's fun.
You mentioned barracuda, and to most it's a stinky, unwantable, but they are very good eating. Treated right, bled, and iced, they are very good eating. But more importantly, to have those in the mix, in the inshore, is part of the chain that
it is.
Just creates a very healthy... It shows you there's a very healthy...
Yes.
Ecosystem.
Yeah, the ecosystem is
alive and
well. A lot
of anchovy around usually.
Oh, my God. The anchovy that's around right now is unbelievable. And, we had that big bonita early, and, you know, just every species that we normally get is around. So it's really been fun to watch, and I just think we're going to have such a great season. The Coronado Island yellowtail thing, I went over and did that once, and you know, we found fish all around North Island, north, south, inside, outside.
Crazy.
And I know it's down at the ribbon kelp and south tip of South Island, and you know, in the gap there, you know, at the north end of the south, and just
all the traditional spots.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, a lot of people are kind of ignoring that, and it's not a wide open bite by any stretch, and probably a little tougher to keep on, you know, to stay up on it because you don't have the sport boats over there telling you when you're getting 200 fish days.
But, right, exactly.
But a lot of private boaters are doing just fine.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's the bluefin fishing, all that.
Yeah.
To overshadow the yellows of the islands.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the trophy. That's the king. That's what everybody's, you know, targeting and talking about. But, you know, if you've got your 17-foot glass bar and want to go catch some fish, you can drive right out of San Diego or Mission Bay, or, and I'm certain it's the same all the way up and down the coast, you know, Oceanside and Dana Point. I know Dana Point Calico Bite was stellar.
And we'll hear from Brian Woolley later on in the show, too, to get
exactly.
that. Doug, the lines are absolutely lit up.
Yeah, let's jump in.
They're ready to talk to you. Let's talk to Bob. Bob calling from Lakeside. We appreciate you joining us this morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Really pumped up about the fishing season. Got a trip planned for next month. And I actually picked up one of your first Speedmaster 16s that you got in last year. And unfortunately, I've been sitting on it, but I had it loaded up there with 100-pound Max Quattro. Paired up with a Talus Blue Water 50 to 100 pound rod, and I'm baiting between, or maybe I can do it both, fish the flat falls with it as well as the sinker rig. And how would you rig that up? And do you think it's capable of handling 100, you know, 100 plus tuna?
Yeah, there's no doubt that reel will handle 100 pound tuna. Guys have caught bigger ones, you know. But you've got your backing. Do you have a short or a long top shot that you're going to put on?
I have no top shot yet. That's what I was waiting on. I was trying to debate on, you know.
But I guess my question is, did you fill it all the way to the top with the Spectra, or did you leave room for a longer top shot?
Pretty much to the top.
Okay. Then you've got a lot of flexibility. So depending upon the trip, and the conditions at the time that you go on your trip, you can always come in the tackle store or call us, and we can dial you in, you know, a couple, 3 days before your trip. And just like right now, the conditions would be you'd probably put a 40 or 50 or 60-pound top. So I'd probably put 50 on that reel. And you can fish a fly line bait. You can fish a sinker rig, you know, 4 to even up to 8 ounces torpedo sinker attached to your line. Smaller hooks, drop it down there into the area where the fish are. But conditions might change, and you know, and it might turn to something else by the time your trip comes. Also, the flat falls are working right now, so in that case, you might just put a 100-pound leader on a smaller, like a 160 flat fall. I probably, you know, if you're going to fish the 250 or the 300, I'd go to a bigger reel and, like, you know, a lot heavier line. But, you know, 100 pounds pretty heavy. But you can fish a flat fall and just use a fluorocarbon leader on your flat fall to prevent the fish from chafing off. Or just use 50-pound fluorocarbon for a bait setup. And then on the water, just adjust from then. If everybody's getting bit on 60-pound, take your, you know, 4-foot piece of 50 off of there and put 60 on. If it's a super ultra finicky bite, maybe you go down to 40. These fish are averaging 50 to 150 with a lot of that, you know, 80 to 120. So I'm not inclined to go down to 40 unless I have to. You know, on that outfit, it's going to fish 40, 50, and 60 just fine.
Man, that's getting set up right from the master right there, Bob.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I can't wait.
Yeah, definitely. We can't wait either.
All right, we'll see you down here next month.
Yeah. Sounds great. We appreciate you joining us this morning, Bob. Hey, let's jump into it. We've got Mr. John Ireland from Rancho.
Rancholinero.
We love it. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Corey. Hello, Doug.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. Well, we got some good news on Friday.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah, we're going to finally open up Monday. They're going to allow the hotels down by us to open with 30% occupancy, but that's good news. We're finally getting back open. And so
huge
next
news.
Week I'll,
so happy to hear that.
Yeah, next week I'll have a real fish report for you guys. We're actually, the ranch is opening up a week from Monday. It's kind of last minute, and there's all kinds of regulations. Geez, it's just a list as long as your arm, you know, of things we need to do. And we want to keep everybody safe, our guests and our employees. And so it's going to take us about a week to get everything up to speed and get legal. And then we'll be open a week from Monday. I believe Palmas is going to open first thing tomorrow. And like I say, we'll be a week from tomorrow as well. But that's good news. And the fishing, you know, what people have been going out, it's been really extraordinary. As you might imagine, nobody's been fishing since last November, huh? So,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, so it's been seven, almost 8 months now of a very, very light fishing pressure. So it's definitely going to help the fish. And a lot of bait around, and water's 81 degrees. It's nice, clear, and clean about 12 miles off the beach. And as you get farther out, it gets a little dirtier and colder, but it's run about 81 degrees, real clear, clean, blue flat water. Within 12 miles of the beach. They're picking up striped marlin just right off the La Rivera, and a lot of Dorado is around as well. Not real big fish, maybe in the 5 to 12-pound range. Big rooster fish along the beach cruising up and down, some real whoppers, you know,
nice.
With absolutely no pressure at all. So it'll be good to get back and get everybody fishing, and like I say, a week from today I can give you guys a real fishing report with a bunch of people going out.
Yeah, we definitely can't wait to hear that, John. It'll be nice. And like you're talking about the roosters and just the fish, you know, offshore fishing that's ramped up and really been untouched. And, man, it sounds like a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the rooster fish, there's been so much pressure on them over the last 4 or 5 years, especially with the fly fishermen, you know. You run down the beach and there's a fly fisherman about every 100 yards, you know. So as soon as they get close inshore, which they really like to do. They like to. It's amazing, these big fish, and how shallow water they'll get in, you know, a couple feet of water. You know, they're back out, and, you know, they're really thrashing around. But that kind of, because of there was so much pressure, they were getting driven over into the first drop-offs, which are, you know, 50 to 100 feet off the beach. And that's really changed. They're back, and they're really cruising in real shallow water. It's fun to see. Now, we're going to pick up a few here this coming week.
That's pretty neat, John. We look forward to hearing some of the fresh reports from the opening, and I'm sure you probably do have a few openings for some guests, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we do throughout the year now. Yeah, we'll be, like I say, you know, end of June right on through November, and we're going to stay open this winter as well. So we do have plenty of reservations, and our guests have been great. They've been changing their reservations and keeping their deposits with us, so a lot of our guests that would have normally come down March through June are now coming down July through October. So we look forward to seeing everybody and getting back to normal, gentlemen.
We're looking forward to it too. And how do they get a hold of you, John, if they want to get a hold of some of that some of the openings?
Thanks, Corey. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Now, awesome reports. So stoked to hear that you're going to be opening. I know Pete and Rick. They love it down there, and going to be stoked to hear your opening, John.
Good news. Yeah, I guess they're going up to Alaska, which is just opening up now too. So
they're on their way right now. They're actually en route on a flight to Kingfisher, and we're looking forward to hearing a report from there too, John. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
You got it, Corey. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Awesome report. Thank you, John. And
let's jump
back into the lines.
Let's do it, Doug.
They are lit up. They all want to talk to you. Let's talk to you, Al. Al, our good old friend Al from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, Al.
Hey.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Except what's your question for us today?
Well, Doug, wait a minute. You've got these close bluefin. I'm sure you got an awful lot of guys who have never gone on the long rangers and probably don't know what the kind of gear they need for the size of fish you've got. what are you recommending as far as rating on the rods and size of and poundage on your line?
Well, in a perfect world right now, we're catching a few yellowfin in that 20 to 40 or 50 pound range. We're catching some 10 to 15 pound yellowtail on the kelp patties, and then we're catching the bluefin that are ranging anywhere from 50 pounds up to 150 pounds commonly. So I would like, you know, to have multiple outfits. So I'd start with a 30 pound bait outfit that you can, you know, kind of finesse fish a yellowfin on bait or fish a kelp patty for a nice yellowtail. The kind of the main rigs, I you know, if a guy had it, guys call me all the time, yeah, I've got all these rods and reels, which one should I bring? Well, bring more than one, you know, be versatile. So the next outfit up would be like a Talica 12 or equivalent that would have a top shot of about 40-pound test fluorocarbon. And then the next outfit would be, you know, maybe like a Talica 16 that would have 50-pound. Those two are going to be your bread-and-butter outfits for the entire trip. And then if you have one, a Talica 20 or 25 or equivalent two-speed reel that you could put, you know, a top shot of 60 or even 80, that'd be for dropping flat falls down. It'd be for sinker rig fishing if the fish get a little bit more aggressive. And there were some fish caught on 60-pound test yesterday. So ideally, if you had, you know, three or four well-placed outfits, now not everybody has those exact outfits. And if you need to supplement, I know that we rent the Talicas at the landing.
Which is crazy, Doug. I mean,
yeah.
They have rental gear that is something you're selling in a tackle shop, but yet on the office side, they've got that for rental gear.
Well, yeah, we've got that and CalStar Graphfighter rail rods. And basically, we are renting more Talicas than we are renting half-day gear. That's never, ever been a thing.
Yes, but, and it might be something that you might not have one of the sizes in your arsenal, but
right.
you're willing to purchase one. You're in the market and
right.
maybe want to buy one, but yet you can try it out for a small fee. You can rent it for the day.
And if somebody's coming from out of town and just, you know, is never going to need an outfit like that but wants to be in the game, you can be in the game for sure. And,
absolutely.
And then as far as your terminal gear goes, a Gamakatsu, Nautilus, an Owner Mutu, 399, or a Mustad circle hook and the triple extra strong circle hook.
Are all great.
And you're looking at your smaller hooks, like the Owners, you're doing a 4-2-1 and 1-0. In the Nautilus, it'd be more like a 2-0 because the sizes vary.
And the Nautilus light wire circle hook.
Yeah, you can use that up to about 40 pound test, and then you got to go to the, you know,
the heavier
one.
The HD.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to definitely have fluorocarbon on everything, and then bring a little assortment of flat falls from, you know, the 160 size is good for your 40 and 50 pound gear. The 250 or 300 size is good for your 80 to, you know, 60 to 80 to even 100 pound gear. And Colt snipers have been working, but put a fluorocarbon leader on there, beef it up with an Owner hook, treble hook, the 66, you know, super 4 extra strong treble hook. And then check in with the tackle store before you go. And
just in case there's something.
Yeah, if something weird happened that day, we hear from all the passengers and the crew members.
They're
like,
biting a flat fall today,
well, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, guess what, you know, happened today. You know,
exactly.
This hasn't been a thing, but now it's a thing. So
exactly. That's
anyway.
Good stuff. Al. Great hearing from you, Al, and definitely a good friend of the show. We miss hearing from you, and totally good, and couldn't have called in on a better day when we have Doug Kernan in studios. So definitely appreciate you calling. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back with Mr. Doug Kern in the world headquarters on the Let's Talk Hookup radio network and app.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Mr. Doug Kern and myself are in the world headquarters, enjoying ourselves overlooking the landing. Nice seeing so many open spots, Doug.
Yeah.
It really is.
No doubt.
And we have a good friend on the line. Let's talk to Mr. Ryan Dorr from Adventures and Camping. Good morning, Ryan. I hear things are opening up in the Sierras. I hear there's some good fishing, too.
Good morning, guys. Yes. Finally, we've been waiting for this day. things have been slowly opening up here. We got fishing season opened up a couple weeks ago. Things were looking great. You could almost walk across some of the boats yesterday on Crowley. I think that... In fact, somebody pulled about a 19-pound brown out of Silver Lake days ago. Yeah, pretty amazing. The campgrounds are slowly opening up. Privately owned RV parks opened up about a week or 10 days ago. Got quite a few of the Forest Service campgrounds that opened up Friday. And then, you know, each week we're seeing more. Town of Mammoth Lakes is still... you know, a lot of stuff closed down, but they're getting there. They're going to start opening up this upcoming week. Quite a bit of stuff opening up by, like, Friday the 19th. Lakes Basin, Twin Lakes, Coldwater Campground, Lake Mary should be open, hopefully, around then, maybe towards the end of the month. And then we'll go from there. But there's plenty open. I mean, there's a lot of people up here that are enjoying the Sierras. I'm looking outside right now at some crisp mountains up against the blue sky, and you just can't beat it. So if you're looking to get out, get up here and do some fishing, welcome. Please, come on up.
Yeah, right. I know it sounds like a beautiful time. And if anybody follows Rockhard Rick on Instagram or his social media and they've seen him enjoy your services, it's the most bitching thing ever. You literally pick your spot, or you can talk to yourself, you know, Ryan, and – pick a spot, and you actually deliver the camper to where they'll be. And they just show up and have it all ready to go. And when they're done, they literally just leave it, and you're there to pick it up and take it away, correct?
That's it. We make it easy. So, yeah, you come up. You can reserve a site ahead of time, through some of the reservable campsite websites. Or come up. There's a lot of first-come, first-serve sites that are available. Or... I'm going to let Rick's secret out since he's not in the studio to
exactly. Right, let's do it.
There's a thing up here called dispersed camping where you can camp out in the forest, and that's what we've set Rick up with the last couple of years. used to be kind of a super secret thing with a lot of the campgrounds being shut down during this time. I think the secret's out. We've had a lot of dispersed campers this spring. But we'll set you up anywhere where it's legal to camp. We bring the trailer out to you, set it up, show you how everything works. You enjoy your camping vacation, and when you're done, we come pick it up and haul it away. Takes all the work out of the camping.
Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible, sweet deal. And how do they reach? I mean, if they want to, if somebody's listening and wants to do this, Ryan, how do they reach you to do so?
So you can give us a call at 760-935-4890 or go to our website at adventureincamping.com. We've got a lot of information on there. It's an interactive website where you can pick your campground, pick your trailer. We advertise all of our prices on our website. We've been trying to keep up with the campground openings and different things like that on our website. It's kind of hard to keep up with what's going on with the Forest Service, but if call our office, again, that number is 760-935-4890. We're happy to answer questions, even if you just have a question about what's open, what's not. If we can, we'll answer that. Be patient with the girls in the office. We've been fielding a ton of phone calls on just what's happening up here, because a lot of the stuff that you're getting from the Forest Service and different things is, a week or two behind. So we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, what a cool deal. I mean, you offer a super sweet deal, and we appreciate you joining us this morning, Ryan, from Adventures in Camping. Man, it sounds like a great time, and no better time than right now to enjoy the Sierras and all that trout that they raised to release. I mean, they don't just get put aside. I mean, they're literally, they keep stocking. That fish has to be put in the lakes, correct?
Yep, absolutely, yeah. And Jeff Simpson with Mono County Tourism, talked to him, and, they were, putting some of that on hold a little bit just so that they could, stock the fish, once we opened. And so, yeah, they've been stocking, and, I've been driving around. People are catching stuff. So, come on up. We're happy to have people.
Sounds great, Ryan. And, again, the callers, how do they reach you?
Adventureincamping.com. Or our phone number is 760-935-4890.
Awesome, Ryan. Hey, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and can't wait to get up there and enjoy the beautiful Sierras. You have a good one.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me call in. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Hey, the lines are absolutely lit up. Let's talk to Michael. Michael Cohn from Solana Beach. We appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, right, Michael?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a novice kayak fisherman, and wanted to get your recommendations on what swim baits to use if you were fishing in Mission Bay, and also if you were ever lucky enough to get on the Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Islander, and also, Doug, what surface iron you would recommend for fishing in the same areas.
Well, absolutely. I'm going to defer to Corey on some of the plastics, and I might chime in with a suggestion or two, but he truly is one of the best, most knowledgeable plastics people in the world. I mean, let's face it, that's his passion.
Forte, right?
And his knowledge base. So what do you think for Mission Bay and then for the kayak trips over at Clemente?
I would say for sure, Michael, if you're going to go on Mission Bay today, a 3-inch swim bait, like a prime deal. I mean, you're not going to go wrong with a 3-inch. Maybe a 5-inch slug would be a secondary. That's one of my favorites. On a half-ounce lead head, a 5-inch slug, the simplest technique, you throw it out and let it hit the bottom, wind it in 3 or 4 feet, let it sink again. You just maintain that 2 to 3 foot distance from the bottom, and the spotties and the halibut absolutely go nuts for it. And if you're talking the Islander out fishing Clemente, that kind of thing, definitely 5-inch swim baits are larger, and maybe even some weedless 7-inch over the kelp. I think you're going to have a great time doing that. But as far as a novice on a kayak, you're not going to go wrong with a 3-inch swim bait in Mission Bay for sure. And what do you think of surface iron?
You know what I see a lot, too, in the bays now,
yeah,
like a ton, is this drop shotting. What's your take on that? Would that 5-inch slug be a good candidate for that? Or?
Yeah, and the drop shotting is a fun way to do it. You know, you you'll have to look up the drop shotting technique a little bit, Michael, but it's having your weight about 2 feet away from your offering, which is up above and direct to your line. And I actually make a drop shot 5-inch slug style lure for that that Doug carries at Fishman's
yep.
Landing. But either the drop shot bait or the 5-inch slug and Austin Buell, you can actually, when you're around all the eelgrass, you can actually keep it above the eelgrass, which is about 2 feet in length.
Yep.
And keep it above, and you get that fish to ambush it up out of the eelgrass. That's an awesome bite.
I don't do that, but I see everybody doing it. I don't know if it's a more effective method or if it's just popular right now, but I'm with you. Just a lead head, a 3-inch swim bait.
You're not going to go
and
off.
You're going to catch spotties and halibut and maybe a, you know, exotic once in a while.
Right.
As far as the surface iron goes, when the fish are up in the upper part of the water column, I like to use a little bit slower swimming jig, either what I call a medium or a almost full size, but even a
45 size.
A 45 is number one for me.
Ideal. Perfect.
And you know, some of them have pointy noses, some have the flat noses. The flat noses swim a little slower. Bass for the most part want a slower swimming jig. You know, color doesn't necessarily make a huge difference, but, you know, a lot of guys will go to exotic colors. They'll use, like, the green with the red tip, and they use a bright yellow, and, you know, the bright green mint is always a good one. Cast it so that you're between the stringers. Bring it back, you know, a slow, medium retrieve like that. Try vary your retrieve as well, because sometimes they will respond to a faster or slower retrieve on any given day,
circumstance. It could be different one day over the other, for sure.
Yep, and then some of those JRIs, the little smaller jigs, like a one or even a stinger, little smaller jigs sometimes works, you know, if the fish aren't
which
big
is like
fish.
An inch shorter than a 45
Probably,
size.
You know, 3/4 to an inch shorter than a 45, something like that.
Right.
But some days, I mean, if the big ones are woofing on the boiler rocks, then, you know, you throw your full-size jigs and right onto the rock and heavy line and a tight drag, and they'll rip just like a yellowtail at first.
I'll tell you this, Doug. I know somebody that knows surface iron fishing and boiler rock and calico is Mr. Brian Woolley. We've got Mr. Brian Woolley
right?
on the line with the fish report.
What?
Hey, Michael, we appreciate you joining us today, and hopefully those were some good tips. You can jump into the tackle shop, and Doug, I'm sure, will point those jigs out to you or the plastics. But, hey, the fish report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Bring your private boat caught fish to the Fishman's Processing and give it the treatment it deserves. Drop your fish off between 8 and noon. Catch and process. Let the experts fillet and vacuum pack your fish in table-ready portions. Fish Pros, the market is open for fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. The new poke sauce and poke mix combo. Man, that sounds
I'm getting hungry.
Like, hello. See them at their Liberty Station location. Order online at fishmansprocessing.com. Jumping into it, Mr. Brian Woolley. How you doing this morning? Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Hey, Corey. Hey, Doug. How's it going
good.
This morning, guys?
Good,
morning.
Good.
What's happening?
Good, man. Hey, a good week up here for us. You know, we had some nice water, and we had some nice mixed bags of fish to kind of go along with that on all of our trips. You know, our 3/4-day trips right now, we're still running down the coast, fishing that deeper water off San Onofre, Box Canyon there, continuing to be very productive and consistent on that rockfish. So good counts on that trip pretty much all week, some good quality and good mix on that rockfish. So we're telling our guys, come prepared with the heavy sinkers and the cold sniper jigs. It's been a good combo. You know, you can drop or loop that live sardine or, you know, vertical fish that cold sniper jig and make a good day out of that. The half day scene for us right now, like you were saying, it's all been at the calico bass circuit. We've had some very nice mix of anchovy and sardine as our live bait, and that's been absolutely ideal for this coastal bass action. What spots we do have of kelp remaining here with the right conditions have made for some really fun opportunity. You know, getting the boat set up with that current kind of pushing in and that kelp laying out real nice has been fun to catch that bass on. You know, we're also seeing some other assorted bottom grabbers like the sheephead and whitefish on these half-day trips too. But, gosh, the rubber lures and catching fish, some guys throwing that surface iron through the kelp there, catching some bass on that too. It's been fun. And then stretching it out here even more out to the islands, both our six-pack fleet and the Fury have been over on top of that yellowtail at Kilmeny. Same mixed breed of fish. You know, they've been telling me it's been, you know, a couple different spots, different schools kind of moving through the 8 to 15-pound stuff. And then some legit bruiser island yellowtail, 20 to 30-pound stuff in that conversation too. So some of that fish being caught on the live bait, and a lot of it being caught again on the surface iron. And that mint color that Doug was talking about has been a lights out color for that yellowtail over there. So that's really kind of been it for us.
And
so,
it was nice to
go ahead.
It was nice to see, Brian. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It was nice to see the water has cleaned up so beautifully along your stretch there.
It's made a quick transition. You know, it was pretty hideous for a week or two, but this last week it got nice. So we're stoked to see it. So I'll wrap it. I know you guys got to get out of here. But our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Call the landing there, or you can book online at danawharf.com, and reservations are a must.
Absolutely a must, because you only have so many spots on the boat, and you don't want to show up and be turned away. So it's the reason for making that reservation is because there's only so many spots on the boat.
Right. Yep, limited capacities with all this stuff going on, so make the reservation, and, you know, better to make it and not be able to make it and call and cancel it than to show up and not get on the boat. So
that's awesome, Brian. We appreciate you. And again, how do they get you?
Phone number here, 949-496-5794.
Awesome, Brian. We appreciate that. And we hope to get Gundy Gunderson for our surf report later on. But that does conclude our fish report. And it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. And they set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin, just like we were talking about earlier. The answer, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with solid ring or standard hook. The Gamakatsu Nautilus and Nautilus HD now at selected tackle shops. You have them at Fisherman's?
We just happen to have all of that.
I love it. Hey, listen, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be back more with Doug Kern. We're going to be taking all your calls and more fish reports when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0. coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for Marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.